Mishurchem, Boker Tov, happiest Friday, Erev Shabbat Shalom. Today's shiur is dedicated Le'ilu Nishmat Malka Bat Jalinus. Her year is going to be tomorrow, this Shabbat. Chana Bat Shemuel, Shalomo Ben Eliyahu, Zerubbabel Ben Gabriel, Tzivya Bat Mashiach, Tamara Bat Mashiach, Yosef Ben Nisan, Liora Bat Yitzchak, Sara Bat Moshe, Yehuda Ben David, Binyamin Ben Yitzchak, Rinat Bat Dan, and for Zilpa Bat David, Shimon Ben Mishael,
Abraham Ben Chanukah,
and for the Rafua Shalema of Rachel Bat Chana, Shemuel Ben Rachel, Esther Bat Chana, and Dan Ben Esther, and Arafana Lahem. So we're learning about Hilul, about praising Hashem, and the greatness of praising Hashem on a regular basis. So we got up to Umichlal. We start, there's a paragraph that starts here in Umichlal Chastei Hashem Umishpetei Hashem Yisharim Yisamchei Lev. He said part of the kindness and the just ways and the upright path that Hashem has given us, Yisamchei Lev, which brings us joy, brings us happiness. And he's borrowing from Tehillim when he says this, Pikudei Hashem Yisharim Yisamchei Lev, right? Umashemashe anu mevarechim oto umhalelim nishmo al hatova sheosei imanu ye'erav lo Hashem yachshov lanu lemitzvah umkabluin alei hashachar. Part of the beauty of this is the very fact that with joy and with happiness we pray, we praise Hashem and we show our gratitude and acknowledge Hashem's greatness. That itself, the very praise that the very brachot that we say with kavana, the very praise that we give with kavana, that itself should hopefully be pleasing to Hashem, amen. And that will bring us a reward, and we'll get and it'll be thought of as a mitzvah for us. Achamru, until they said shekol mishena asalo nes, that the chachamim said, anybody that a miracle was done for him, Hashem did a miracle for him. We omer shira, and they sing a song. They sing a song of praise to Hashem. Hine secharo she'osim lo nes acher. Yeah, Nishmat Az Yashir.
That's actually when we are still
eating and drinking from the Az Yashir, I think.
So the reward he receives is that Hashem does another miracle for him. The reward for praising Hashem, for singing a song for the miracles that Hashem did for you, is Hashem will do another miracle
so
for you.
So mitzvah brings mitzvah, miracle brings miracle.
Miracle creates miracle, praise creates miracle. Praise creates more miracles. So Shene Emar, as it says in Tehillim, Zoveach Toda Yechabedani. So he's actually reinterpreting the pasuk in, I mean, it's a Gemara that he's quoting, which reinterprets the pasuk in Tehillim. The simple meaning of what the pasuk, the commentators over there, Rashi and the Radak, etc., and Tehillim, they say that the word Toda over there, when it says one who gives a sacrifice of Toda is giving me honor, they say that Toda is not referring to thanks. The simple meaning of it is that Toda comes from the word Vidui. Now, there's a person who's admitting to his faults and is admitting to his mistakes is honoring Hashem. And therefore, Hashem is going to perform miracles for him. But the Gemara reads, Zoveach Toda, one who sacrifices to Hashem his thanks, his gratitude. By praising Hashem, he gives honor to Hashem. And the end of that pasuk is, Arenu beYesha Elohim. And I am going to show him the salvation of Hashem. Yeah, Yeshuot, the salvation of Hashem. Hayesh chech matok mize. Is there anything sweeter and more beautiful like that? Hodu l'Adonai ki tov, ki le'olam chasdo. Therefore, let us acknowledge Hashem, for He is good. His kindness is eternal. Omnam, however, li'inyan hilul b'nei adam. Oh, they have a different kind of praising. And that's praising...
Rabbi, it's Friday.
Praising people. You know, when it comes to praising Hashem, always praise Hashem. When it comes to people, yesh ba davar sur mera. Yeah, sometimes you have to avoid it. So you cannot
give kavod to our rabbi.
So it's Friday. So to connect to our parasha a little bit, there's a beautiful Rashi in our parasha. I was reading yesterday, at the very beginning of Az Yashir, in the first pasuk of Az Yashir. So the Jewish people cross the ocean and they sing Az Yashir Moshe Ubnei Israel. They sing Ashira Ladonai Ki Gao Ga'a. We're going to sing to Hashem. I will sing to Hashem, ki ga'o ga'a, for He has glorified Himself. And it uses a double language, that Hashem has glorified Himself. So what's that ga'o ga'a? What's the double language of ga'o ga'a? So Rashi has a couple of interpretations, but one of them he quotes from the Midrash. He says, ga'o ga'a, that Hashem has glorified Himself, it means that Hashem has glorified Himself above any praise that we could give Him. Right? Similar to what we said yesterday, but what does the Midrash add? Something so beautiful. It says that Hashem is different than people. Because when it comes to people, it happens all the time, you praise people, and they don't even have the quality that you're praising them for. People, you give them praise, and it's not even true. even the one thing you, there is tzaddik, he's righteous, they're generous, they're loving, they're giving.
Rabbi, you're slapping us chaparast today.
Even the one thing you say about them, they don't even have that.
You're going to fall down here.
But Hashem, no matter how much we praise Hashem, it's still not enough, and Hashem is way above that, even the any praise that we come up with. And therefore, therefore the Jewish people said, Ashira la Hashem. We should sing to Hashem, ki ga'o ga'a, because Hashem is truly above every praise that we're giving. It's never going to come out as sheker, it's never going to come out as a lie. You say this and that, and he's great, and they're amazing, and they're fantastic, and they're tzaddik, and they're generous, and this, and they don't even have it. With Hashem, you don't have that problem.
No, there is no doubts. There is no doubts.
The fellow that was adding extra praise in his Amidah yesterday.
Oh, that's a good question. Good question. When we spoke about the person that was adding extra praise in the Amidah, the answer is that the Amidah was written at a very specific.
It's locked down.
It was written as a formula that you shouldn't mess
it's
with.
Locked.
It was written as a formula that you shouldn't mess with.
In the middle, they add so many things, you know, for parnasa, for refuah, for this, that.
Right, because there are areas that we can, that
it's for the
it's
eloquence.
The way it was designed.
Yes, so
it was
for the eloquence that we. The additions, you know,
exactly.
Those are the areas where you can.
Those are the areas where you're asking for more.
Yes,
and
you can ask personally, so they're giving you the
right.
teaching you how to ask it, which is more eloquent.
But when it comes to the praise in the Amidah, yeah, sometimes you make it look like you know Hashem, and you. But it's a good question. We can talk about it another time. But now let's talk about praising people. When should you praise people,
and when
should you not praise a person? So, okay, go on. My dichtiv ozve Torah yehalelu rasha. So it says in Mishlei, those who leave the Torah, those who are not following the Torah, who are leaving the Torah, yehalelu rasha, they praise rishaim. A person who is not a tzaddik, they blow them up.
Yeah.
Blow them up like a balloon.
They go together.
So,
they go together. It's unfortunately
goes together. One who leaves the Torah, you know, they give praise to the Rasha. Asheru bichlal ra'ata chanupa. That is the evil of flattery. The Torah says that it's forbidden to flatter. Ki rabahi, the evil of it is great. As written in the books, as we've already written a little bit about. Someone is to give flattery to a rasha. And you can be kind to a rasha.
But you shouldn't flatter.
But don't flatter him. Don't say that he's great. Don't praise him for how great he is. And go on and on and on.
Sometimes you have a person that, you know, he's very...
Yeah.
So
we're gonna discuss a little bit of
it.
So again.
Yeah,
again.
So give him a little bit.
So let's wait for Beis.
Okay, it's coming.
But the very bare minimum that you need to get by in order for them to not be violent. V'chein ish mitalel b'matat sheker. And same thing, a person who praises something as a lie. There's something that it's not true. You're praising somebody just with a quality that they don't have.
But, Rabbi, you have another problem. What about your wife? I mean, the wife, you gotta do this. There is a bit.
After dinner?
Right? You cannot. You have to. You have to. Your wife, you have to praise.
Your wife has all of the best qualities.
And the children,
right?
You have to praise. Yes.
She actually has them.
And your sister, too.
She actually. So, va'afilu ha'mitalel b'matat emet anosh yanesh. Sometimes even through praising over the truth, you can be punished over for giving the person gava. It says in there's a very nice halacha when it comes to eulogies. So the Gemara talks about eulogies in Shulchan Aruch, and the halacha it writes that you give a eulogy, it's forbidden for the rabbi giving the eulogy to lie. It's asur. It's forbidden for the rabbi to lie. The Gemara says, "Kishem shenifraim mina metim." The same way that God punishes those who have passed away for their avonot, for their sins, kach nifraim min hasafdanin v'haonim achareihem. In the same way, God punishes the eulogizers. And the people who say, oh, yes,
it's not fair.
So Rabbeinu Ari, Al Pi HaKabbalah, he writes, he says, sometimes they say hashkavot. And he says, don't say the long, long hashkavot. They have these, sometimes he said, there are some chazanim in some communities, they have these long hashkavot saying about the person who passed away. Where do you find wisdom, and they're righteous and they're wise and they were incredible and an unimaginable loss. And he said, and each time every word they say in Shamayim, trach. He said they think that they're elevating the neshama, instead they're lowering the neshama by praising them over qualities that they don't have.
So the eulogizer
gets punished. The people who say yes, they get punished.
Boy.
They can always find one thing that he did.
Of course. You always said Rabbi Ben Chaim used to say there was someone in Yerushalayim when he grew up. He used to joke. He said, I could give a eulogy to anybody. We spoke about this. He said, you take the biggest rasha. He said, he was such a tzaddik. He never spoke with his tefillin on. He never put on tefillin. He never talked in Knesset during the tefillah.
He was never in Knesset.
But then afterward it says, you can exaggerate a little bit, a small amount. They say, you say the actual qualities of the person who passed away, but it actually says a very small amount you can. You exaggerate a little bit for those who are listening to be inspired and to be motivated, but you can't, don't just make up lies and say, they were righteous and they were giving and they this and none of it was true. Could say they love their family. Well, man, who doesn't love their family?
Okay. We don't know. Maybe he didn't give it in front of us, but somewhere else.
So you have to make sure that what you're saying is accurate and what you're saying is true.
They say that if you don't know, you shouldn't say.
Yeah, don't
practically, right?
Yeah, exactly. So this one, don't praise the Rasha. So now, when it comes to a righteous person, when it comes to a tzaddik, so there is an aspect of mitzvah. It's not always good, we're going to see, but there is an aspect of mitzvah in praising the tzaddik,
in praising
a person who volunteers and who gives without getting paid for it, that people should hear that praise and they should copy them,
yes,
and they should follow them.
We want to be like them, that's good jealousy.
Because the jealousy for the right things,
it's a good jealousy,
right? There's jealousy over nonsense. There's jealousy. People get jealous over things that there's materialistic jealousy, which doesn't get you anywhere and which is harmful. But if somebody is jealous of someone's knowledge, if somebody is jealous of someone's passion for Torah or someone's passion for Hashem, that's a good jealousy. It's a good jealousy for a person. You know, I wish that I could focus on my Amidah the way I see him, and this person is.
Rabbi, also the foundation of our religion is that we have to be an example for the others. When we are walking
yes.
in the path
so of
Hashem.
So sometimes when you praise tzaddikim, when you praise a righteous person, there's a mitzvah in inspiring people. And I'll tell you, in some ways, the Ashkenazim do a very, very good job of this more than the Sfaradim, to preserve the stories of their rabbanim and preserve the stories of their rabbis and to tell them over and preserve the stories of tzaddikim and tell them over. It's something to learn from. It's something to learn from. What Pele Yoetz is saying here, you can inspire others through the stories of tzaddikim. But at the same time, you have to balance and make sure that you're not going to cause anything negative. Even with praising the tzaddikim. Like, for example, to say it in front of the person himself. the person that you're talking, yes, they did do something great. They did do something, they did an amazing act of volunteerism. They did an amazing act of giving tzedakah. They did an amazing shiur that they gave. You praise him in front of him. Sometimes you can bring him to gaava.
you can push him.
I think so. Or if you say their praise in front of somebody who doesn't like them, you know that somebody doesn't like them, and you start praising them.
That's the worst thing.
You're going to cause the other person to start praising
Lashon
Hara.
Yes.
So that's called the dust of Lashon Hara. What's the dust of Lashon Hara? Are you saying Lashon Hara? No,
no,
you're not saying negative.
No, no, no.
Right? But the next thing that's going to happen after what you say is going to be Lashon Hara.
שמתוך שפחו בעלי דקנותו וכן יש לו להיזהרק שמסבר בשפחו שלא יהיה בפני אנשים שיש לחוש שיפילו בו עין הרע.
And also be careful sometimes, this is something to be very sensitive to, sometimes even if it's not their enemies, it's people that might be jealous of them. You have to know who you're saying it in front of. Sometimes you say the story over, or you say something over to somebody, and you know the people are going to be inspired, and they're going to think, wow,
yes, but there are
amazing.
Might be one.
But
there might be
but
one.
But there are people that they very easily get jealous. And you have to be careful what you say. You have to be careful.
Don't say
what
anything.
Don't say anything.
Don't praise. That's it.
You
at
have
the end
to
of the day... Even not only with your wife, shut up, with everybody.
Pele Yoetz is saying, be careful what you say in front of people who are going to get jealous. Another case. Let's go through it because I want to get to the positive also. So v'chein yesh li zaher. Also be careful. Shelo yigrom hafsed on nezek lachavero. Also be careful that person that you're telling the story about, don't cause him a loss or don't cause him any trouble on account of praising him. So you say, you know, they're so welcoming and they love hosting and they love.
Now they have to do it. Now they have to do it.
And next thing, they have a line of people knocking on their door to come host them. You know, shelo ratzon yebisha bechoto. So you're not doing them a favor. You're not helping them out. It says that a person who blesses his friend in a loud voice in the morning for everybody to hear, they come to Minyan, Hashkem Kilalat Echashevlo. Maybe you're giving him the opposite of a blessing. You're causing him trouble.
The happiest man, so, we should be careful.
So be cautious. Bye.
I don't know.
So, Velif Amim, however, he says, Ra'ui lehalalo b'fanav. Sometimes it is good to praise a person in front of him about his actions. Right?
Alone.
For example, when you have children. Again, with children, it's the same thing. Alone, yes, absolutely. If the other kids are going to get jealous, be cautious about how you say it. You want to try to motivate or inspire the other kids, not cause jealousy between the other children. But let's say a person has a child, or a person, you know, let's say there's somebody who's just started keeping Judaism. Or they just started with
there you have to, there you have to
so
push.
You want to praise them in order to push them forward so that they continue doing it and they continue on that path. So there, it's a mitzvah to praise them. It's a mitzvah to praise them. Ma'asav ha-tovim v'hodiyo godel mitzvato, and let them know the greatness of the mitzvah that they're doing. U'matan secharo, and the greatness of the reward that they'll receive for their actions. Kedei she'itchazek b'minago. Why? So that they strengthen themselves, so that they continue on that path. V'cho yosif, and they'll add on even more to what they're doing. They'll do even more.
Yes. They're starting to read the tefillah in their kanisah, push them.
But it's worthy also to add one element in your words. He says, but still, remember, according to Judaism, you shouldn't think too highly of yourself. So we're praising you, you're doing amazing things.
But
remember that humility is the foundation of Judaism. It might not be... There might not be a perfect way to do this. Kalayot is saying over here. But still, there are times where it's a mitzvah to pray somebody to help them move forward and continue the good that they're doing.
And they're in the song.
Everybody have a wonderful day. Shabbat Shalom Barach.